Shakira.
That was stinky. Tune in Shakira to WOMY 90.9 FM on
Yonsei.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of hot.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience, but sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried about being a good mother. If you're pregnant or a new mother and feel depressed, you're not alone. Symptoms of depression include frequent crying, inability to sleep or sleeping too much, no appetite or eating too much, feeling overwhelmed, irritability or anger, loss of interest in things you previously enjoyed, thoughts of harming yourself or your baby. If you or someone you know is depressed, call 1-800-522-5006 for confidential information on where to get help. That's 1-800-522-5006. A message from the New York State Department of Health.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with WONY event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the WONY station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WOMY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. This is episode one of Leaves in a Bag. I am Jesse Woodhouse.
And I'm your other host, Nate DeVisser. Oh my god, holy loud.
And yeah, so this is Leaves in a Bag. Basically, every week from Saturdays 6 to 8, we're going to come and we're going to talk for about an hour, and then we're going to listen to music for an hour. Yeah, you want to tell us why we're doing this show, Nate?
Yeah, so me and Jesse actually live together. We've been living together for 2 years, and we've been friends since like middle school. So because we live together, sometimes we just like to drink tea. That's where leave in a bag comes from. Mm-hmm. So we like to drink tea, just chat, like on our couch, share music, because we both really love music and are into, I'd say, some different but also similar stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always just a good time. And I don't know, WONY as a club is great. I love WONY, and I love that we joined it, and like now we're on air and we're really getting the true experience.
Yeah. Usually we have some teas of choice we like to pick. We have a couple of selections in our house. We're pretty avid tea drinkers, I'd say. I would like to be drinking tea right now and talking, but I'm not. Chamomile would be really nice right now. Are you drinking any tea today, Nate?
I do have tea with me. It's incredibly hot. Maybe a little too hot to drink right now, but it's like a ginger vanilla with some honey in there.
Awesome.
So,
ooh. Where'd you get it from?
When we went to that apple orchard place, when we went to Cooperstown. I can't remember the name.
I think
name
it
of
was
it.
Fly Creek.
Fly Creek, yes.
Yeah, we went there for our buddy Lucas's birthday. Shout out Lucas. He's probably listening right now. Yeah, but yeah, I've known Nate since we were wee lads in sixth grade, and he had a lot of hair.
Yeah, my hair is short now, but back then it was more seventh grade, but my hair was like down to my shoulders back then. So
yeah, Also, so just for a little outline of Leaves in a Bag, when it's time to listen to music later on, which will probably around 6:50-ish,
give or take.
Pretty loose structure, but we'll start playing our music for the day, and and it's going to be Nate's songs for 30 minutes, and then it's going to be my songs for 30 minutes. Pretty excited. So also, what we're going to do most days, obviously not today because it's episode one, but we're usually going to come in with a theme to talk about, and then we'll do music, like we'll pick music based off that theme. So like maybe one day we'll do video game music, or like music from a show, or music that makes us feel this, or something that relates. But today we just kind of did what I was going to say,
or like different genres. Like we're going to talk about like some rock music that we're really into.
Yeah.
We could listen to like just instrumental stuff. Like here's some like no lyrics, just pure instruments.
Yeah, I love me some jazz. But today I think at least, I mean, you could speak a little bit about what you picked, Nate. But I picked songs, I guess that like are me. Like if I was like, hey, if you have to fit 30 like a song in 30 minutes or songs, like which ones are you? I think I did that as well as I could. But you know, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just pick music that I've been listening to a lot recently, or just like especially like songs from my summer that I was listening to like all the time. Mm-hmm. Because like I would have not long drives, but you know, I would drive like an hour or so into Jersey to hang out with people. So
yeah,
long car ride, gotta find some good music.
Yeah, Nate loves himself some whiny pop.
Yeah, whiny pop is a great description. Because it stems from, like, music I listened to in middle school. Like, my like, whiny pop playlist is literally called Middle School? Because it feels like music I listened to back, or I would have listened to back in middle school, but, like, I'm just now discovering it now, or it's only been released, like, 2 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, middle school, I was, like, I don't know. I wasn't, like, sentient yet. I wasn't, like, I don't know. I sixth grade, I was probably listening to, like, AJR mostly. Imagine Dragons definitely. Oh, Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, I was gonna say. Like Imagine Dragons, Panic. Like I feel like those were really big.
At the Disco.
Yeah, Panic at the Disco. Yeah. My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout Boy. Like that, I feel like that's like very middle school. 21 Pilots, that was very middle school.
Yes. I mean, 21 Pilots, I'm not gonna lie, still good now. Seen him in concert twice with Lucas, because Lucas loves 21 Pilots.
That's his. It's his favorite band. It's definitely his favorite band.
It's not. He has like every vinyl. That's not true. He has a lot. Oh, does he have every vinyl? He might have every vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, because doesn't he have two copies of the new of Breach?
Yeah, but one of them's like special edition.
Because you got to get the special edition ones.
Yeah, and then I just going back seventh grade. I really got into Eminem because I was like, I'm edgy now, and I'm angry at the world. So I was like, Eminem's great. Also, Eminems are great, specifically peanut Eminems. But yeah, usually like when me and Nate are like chilling and talking, we're just like, we're kind of parallel playing like Hollow Knight, or like watching something.
Watching some anime, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Ah. I kind of miss Hollow Knight right now. I could play a lot. We can't even really talk about it right now because I don't even know where you're at anymore because, like, you haven't really been playing.
Yeah, it's... I've been so busy. School's been kicking my butt, so... but I'm going to hop back on it, I promise. I will.
Yeah, I mean, also, if anyone's curious, like, I'm a media studies major with a creative writing minor.
Yes.
So, like, this is way more, like, in my realm of, like, future jobs, I guess you could say, like, doing audio production.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesse here is kind of out of his waters.
Oh, yeah. I do exercise science, so I'm, like, the only one, to my knowledge, in Wony that is exercise science. I feel like everyone is pretty much like audio production or like music or something. Or not audio production. I meant to say media studies.
Media, audio production.
Yeah, stuff like that. Communications,
fashion. There's a few fashion.
Yes, there's a couple fashion. But yeah, a little out of my element, but like in the best way possible because it's like also my element.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to talk, because I was just thinking about this, if we want to talk, especially because this is Oneonta related too.
Yeah.
We went to the women's volleyball game today.
Oh, we did, yeah.
And it was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Which is, and like, we were getting really into it. Like, we were very, like, we were hyping up our team. We were doing chants. Like, we were very committed.
Yeah, it was quite exciting. They sadly, so went to the fifth set, the tiebreaker set. So it was first to 15. And sadly, yeah, they didn't take the W.
Yeah, we lost to Morrisville final set 18 to 16, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like, it was, they were, it was tooth and nail. They were fighting for each and every point. And they looked really good. Like, there was some beautiful blocks in there. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful spikes. It was a fun, fun match to watch.
Yeah, there was someone on Morrisville who had, like, the most insane spikes I've ever seen in person. It was kind of crazy.
And we were getting, like, at first, like, she was getting the best of the Oneonta team, but towards the middle and the end, like, the blockers were really getting up there, and they're putting the house down.
Yeah. What do we got planned?
Well, because we started talking about volleyball. We also did volleyball.
We did.
For intramural. Yeah. I almost said club, but it's not club.
Yeah, we didn't do very well. We were the projectile aces on paper, but in our hearts, we were the mushy pancakes.
So. Yeah, we have to get a name change for next season.
Yeah, so whenever we, like, were doing not too hot, we'd be like, yo, stay mushy. We gotta stay mushy, because, like, you know, pancakes, we're the mushy pancakes, so we have to be what we are, which is mushy.
Mushy, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, who likes, like, a firm, like, rock solid pancake? Like, you want it to be a little,
the Will's pancakes are kind of like that.
Don't disrespect Will's right now.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I haven't had Will's in so long now, because now that we live off campus,
we do, it's great.
Yeah,
with the boys. They're crazy sometimes though.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, for me the biggest disconnect about living on campus to living off campus is that I strangely spend way more time alone or separated. Like, I feel like when we were on campus, like, even if we weren't, like, if, like, everybody else wasn't in our room, mm-hmm. somebody else was there. Like, it was rare for there times to be, like, nobody was in our room.
Yeah. Also, just, like, when you're living in a dorm, you never, like, I don't know, at least for me, when we were living in, like, the suite last year, I was never laying in my bed, because it's just, like, I don't know, you have a roommate, so it's not, like, as private as it could be. So I was just, like, I was either, if I wanted privacy, I was, like, not in the room. And then when I was home, like, we were always in the common room playing Mario Kart like crazy.
Lots of Mario Kart.
So much Mario Kart.
Poker. We played a lot of poker back then.
Too much poker.
Too much poker. Lost some money. But
No.
Big ups. Maybe. Big ups, big downs.
Humongous downs.
I probably had it the worst.
Nate was the worst.
I was not a great poker player at first. It was a little rough, a little shaky.
Yeah. We did like $20 buy-ins, and one time Nate bought back in three times and he lost all three times.
No. I bought in three times. I only bought back in twice.
Yeah, you're right.
So I lost $60 on the night, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But then I think the next time we played, I think I won like 75.
Yeah, was that the last time we played? It's been a while.
Well, the last time we played, I won like I think I won like 90. I won a bunch of money. But wow. I'm saying when I lost the $60, I think the next time we played, I actually ended up playing a lot better. I think I just got really good hand luck.
You got to hit rock bottom to go up. You
know? 99% of gamblers quit before they win. That is good advice.
This is true. yeah, last year, honestly, like, we were extreme Mario Kart players. It started off, I brought my Wii up and a bunch of, and I had two GameCube controllers, but we bought two more because we realized, like, that was the play. And me and our roommate Noah got, and JR, but mostly it was us three, like, got really, really into the time trialing. And, like, learning the shortcuts.
And there was a sheet that we kept in our room, like, by the TV stand. It had every race, like, every map listed. And whoever had the best time would write their name. And it was, like, there were days where, like, I think those names changed, like, eight times, nine.
And honestly, like, shout out Noah. He was dedicated to the game because he, like, oh, my God. I remember we would basically, because, you know, you live on campus, so in between your classes, even if it's 30 minutes, you'd go home and do something. So instead of going home and doing nothing, I was grinding time trials. And I'd come home and I'd like grind out like a map and I'd get it. And I'm like, let's go. Like, Noah isn't touching that. And I'd literally come back an hour later and all mine would be gone. And I'm like, how?
I think there was a point in time where I think Noah had his name for every map besides maybe one. Or he might have had all of them, actually.
No, I think there was one that I did that, like, he just couldn't touch for a while. I don't know which one it would be, though.
Yeah, I wish we still had the sheet, or at least a picture of it, because, I don't know, like, that was, like, a key part of what we were doing for month and a half, maybe even two.
Longer.
Well, for specifically the time trials, I feel like we, like, once we started playing World, or not World, 8, World wasn't out at the time.
Yeah, World was not out.
When we started playing 8 a lot, we were doing, like, the 2v2 races or free-for-all races. We weren't really doing the time trials. You started time trialing towards the end.
Oh, yeah, 8 Deluxe. There was, I think, DK Jungle 3DS, I want to say, I was trying to get pretty well. And, like, I mean, I didn't do bad, but just the shortcuts on 8 Deluxe are a lot more, like, skill and not, like, because I feel like for the Wii, like, it is super skillful, but, like, part of the skill is just, like, figuring out where, like, the pixels are all messed up and just, like, hit there and some weird stuff happens and then you can, like, cut off time. But for 8 Deluxe, it's just, like, if you don't have motion controls while you're also playing, you pretty much can't do half the tricks. So, and it's just such a big skill gap.
I think for 8, too, it's that, like, I think the difference between inside and outside drift is such a huge difference, because inside drift is relatively easy for, like, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You're at the turn. Inside drift, you just sharp turn.
Yeah.
But for, you know, outside drift, which is, like, what all the good karts in 8 have, you really got to time it and, like, get the angle right. Like, there's way more thought process and, like,
there's also, like,
math.
A lot of adjusting. Like, I feel like when you're doing the outside, like, drift, you, like, got to jiggle the joystick back and forth, like, left and right.
You can't just pick one direction.
Yeah.
Because, like, you got to take the tangent. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they had inside drift karts for Mario Kart 8.
But you just never use them.
Yeah, because they're not, like, in the meta. Because, like, you know, you're not, you know, it's not Teddy Buggy or Mr. Scooty. You
like,
know?
Yet we're going for optimum times right now.
Exactly. Because, like, for the Wii, it was Funky Kong Flame Runner or, like,
Daisy with the mock bike.
Was Daisy the best mock bike, though? I thought it might be, like,
I think it was Rosalina was the best one.
No, Rosalina's Flame Runner.
Oh, then I don't remember. I think it's Daisy.
It's like Daisy, Luigi, or Yoshi. It's one of those three. I'm gonna check.
I know it's Yoshi in 8, but I don't know if it's also Yoshi in the Wii version.
Well, it's not like he's not the best. Like in the Wii, but he was like in the top 3 or something.
Top 5.
Maybe top 5. Let's see. Yeah, it says Funky Kong Flame Runner. And then for the mock bike, It was Daisy. Yeah, you were right.
I know my stuff.
Well,
Thank you. You're
a Daisy user, so.
Not on the Wii version.
What were you in?
I was Rosalina, because JR took Daisy, so I had to take the next best thing.
Who did I use in the Wii?
Funky Kong.
No, I didn't.
Was Noah the Funky? Oh, were you Baby Kong?
Oh, I used my me, because the me was.
Oh, that's right. You used your me. That's true.
Like, when we would do races. But when I was time trialing, it depended on the map, because, like, there's just different metas.
Yeah, because you tried to do the beach one, right? And that's like you use a completely different cart. Or is that 8 Deluxe?
You're thinking of, is it Peach Beach or something like that?
Is it Cheap Cheap Beach?
It could be Cheap Cheap Beach. But, like, oh no, there's also the one with, like, the pirate ship where, like, the Shy Guys are shooting cannonballs.
That's the one I'm thinking of. That's not Cheap Cheap,
though. That's not Cheap Cheap. I think that's Shy Guy Beach, yeah, from the Game Boy Advance game. And, yeah, it's because, like, over the sand, like, if you're a lightweight character, I think the bullet bike was the play, then you could go over easy. Also, my friend just asked if I ever tried an ultra shortcut for Mario Kart Wii, and no. I think the craziest, and it's not that crazy, but, like, the shortcut that I got kind of down pat towards the end of my Mario Kart Wii career was on Mushroom Gorge, where you come off the mushrooms and then, like, the bouncy, like, cave section, and then you, like, cut left, and then
you skip the whole gap in the turn.
Yeah, you mushroom, drift, and jump in like this one specific grass patch, and then you can like catch the ledge and hop over. If that makes sense.
Another skip I remember we all got down pat was the DK Mountain skip.
Yes.
Right over the gap.
Yeah. It was a huge adjustment when we started playing Mario Kart 8 because trying to do that is different because they put up like a...
There's a guardrail
Yeah, they
there.
Put up a guardrail so we couldn't do the shortcut, which is messed up. Like, that's actually messed up. I'm not going to lie. I remember trying to do also another like shortcut that I tried to do a lot on the Wii. Was Toad's Factory, where like when you come out of like the chute, I guess you could call it, there's like a water gap you could do, and I couldn't ever get it, but I remember I spent honestly hours trying to do it, and it was so hard.
Well, because that was probably also like mid mid semester when like nothing was happening, like it's dead of winter.
Yeah, no, I think that was towards the spring. At that point, I think. Wait, question. What was your favorite map on the Wii?
The Wii version?
Yeah, and then also on Deluxe, because I'm just curious.
On the Wii version?
Yeah.
I think for Wii, Moo Moo Meadows. Moo Moo Meadows is just a classic. Like, when the first Mario Kart I ever played was N64, mm-hmm. because my grandparents, at my grandparents' house, they had an N64.
Okay.
Because my uncle was born in, like, the, like, early 90s.
Okay.
So, like, and my other uncle was born, like, a little before that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they grew up with, like, the N64s and stuff. And, like, my grandparents just
Fantastic
had it.
Fantastic console.
Fantastic console. So my parents had, they had, like, SNESs, N64.
That's super cool.
Game Boy. Like, they had all these games that my uncles played.
Yeah.
Because I also remember, like, when my cousins went over to my grandparents' house and there was, like, family events, we would play Mario Kart, and that's why I played so much N64. But when I would just go to my grandparents' house... It is ugly.
I mean, like, I know nowadays, it was old, but, like...
Nowadays, it doesn't look as good.
Yeah.
But I also remember playing Star Fox 64
nice.
A bunch.
Yeah.
I love Star Fox so much, I actually bought the 3DS version, mm-hmm. and I would play it on the, like, it's Star Fox 64 3DS or whatever.
Okay.
But I would play that a lot, too. I think I actually have it, like, at our house up here.
Really?
Yeah, because I have my DS up, or my 3DS up, so it's probably in there somewhere.
Yeah, so my uncle used to, like, babysit me a lot when I was younger, and he was, like, I don't know, our age now, or maybe a little younger even. He might have been, like, he's probably, like, 19, which is how old I am, so he, like... You know, he was young. He was just, like, playing video games. He'd wake up and, like, drink Dr. Pepper from, like, out of a 2-liter bottle and be like, all right, we'll play video games. And I'm like, okay. And his favorite console was the 64. So we would play, like, Mario 64 a lot. And then if he came over, I'd play Mario Galaxy 2 with him on my Wii. But recently, when I say recently, I guess it was a couple years ago, but I taught him all the, like, shortcuts in Mario 64 for speedrunning. So, like, we learned how to do all, like, the backwards long jump shortcuts and, like, the weird glitch with the bunny through the door. And it was just super fun.
Oh, my God. You guys were really in the weeds.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, we weren't doing it for time. Like, it's not like we're like, oh, we did it in a certain amount of minutes. But it was just like, oh, okay, we're at this shortcut. Let's try to grind it. And, like, so we learned all them. And it was really fun. It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Dude, I think, like, if I was to play the N64 version now, I probably would be nowhere near as good as I once was. But I actually had a similar experience, but for Star Fox with mm-hmm. my uncle. Because by the time I was, like, five, six.
Not any older?
No, not any older. Five, okay. six.
All right, just making sure.
I would probably... He probably would have been around our age now. Because he was, like... 14, 16 when my older sister was born.
Okay.
So
Carly. No. Yeah, my I was going to say which Carly. Sister, but you only have one older sister.
Yep. And then, I remember one time I was playing Star Fox and he came into my grandparents' house. And at the time they were living in this like 4-story apartment kind thing.
Yeah.
And so like the N64 was on the fourth floor. So he walked all the way upstairs, saw me playing Star Fox. And I was like trying to do... I don't know if you've ever played Star Fox.
I've played none of them.
So
actually.
In Star Fox, like there's like multiple paths you can go.
Wait, so you're like a ship, right?
Yeah, you're like a it's like a fighter pilot, but okay. like a space version.
So like, what's the? Can you explain the game a little?
Okay,
like,
so
honestly, not educated on the games.
Okay, so Star Fox, basically you play as Star Fox.
I actually have a Star Fox game, by the way, at home. I have the GameCube version, so we should play sometime. But anyway, continue.
There we go. But yeah, so basically you're like in a ship, like a spaceship.
Okay.
Like think like X-Wing from Star Wars, like kind of like that vibe.
Okay.
And you're like,
and you're Fox, I see.
And you're Fox, yeah. And okay. you fly through this level, and like the first one is you're on Cornelia, like it's the head city. Like the whole point of the story of the game is that like Cornelia is under attack by some other place, and like you have to defend that, and then like retake space, kind of.
Okay.
So like the first mission is like you're in the city, and so like there's buildings falling and stuff like that, and you just fly. Straightforward, but you can move like up, down, left, right, and then
can you
other...
go diagonal or no?
Yeah, like you can move like.
Oh,
diagonally.
You can go. You have like.
It's not a 3D space theoretically. Like you just drive forward, but you could drive like higher on the screen, lower on the screen, to the left on the screen, to the right on the screen. But like okay. you're always moving in one direction.
Can you change your speed?
Yes, you could like slow down and stuff.
Okay, cool.
And do a barrel roll. Like
oh, you
that,
can? Oh,
that
is that
stuff.
What that's from?
That's what that's from.
Do a barrel roll?
Do a barrel roll, yeah. It's from Star Fox. So the level is basically like there's other ships flying at you and they're like shooting lasers and stuff.
Yeah.
And you shoot them back and you like maneuver around this level. And then at the end of the level, there's usually like a boss that you can fight.
Okay.
And so like you fight the boss and then like you go to the next planet. And then that's like the average level. Mm-hmm. And then, like, towards the end of the levels or, like, in the middle of the level, there's, like, things you can do, and they will unlock, like, a different route you can take. So, like, there's different planets you could go. And, like, one route's easier than the other and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of the alternate levels are, like, you are in a 3D space. Like, you are driving, like, around a 3D area.
Interesting.
And there's, like, usually, like, a center objective that you're, like, defending or you have to destroy. And, like, there's other ships going around, mm-hmm. and you chase them and you fight. And then there's another level where, like, you fight, like, another Star Fox squad. That's okay. where Wolf comes from. So you're
he's
like
evil, right?
Yeah, he's like they're like mercenaries, like bounty hunters.
Okay.
So like,
wait, what about Falco?
Falco, it's like Peppy, and then I can't remember the frog's name off the
There's
top of my
frog?
Head.
There's a frog.
There's three of them. So. It's Star Fox, Peppy, Falco, and then the frog. I can't remember the frog's name off the top of my head, but like that's like a fighter unit. Like they're like a unit. So, like, they'll fly in and, like,
Slippy
help you.
Slippy Toad.
Slippy Toad, thank you.
What a funny name. Oh, he looks so funny. He's just a little guy.
Just a little guy.
Yeah.
But, so, like, you'll get into, like, dog fights. Like actual dog fights.
That's really
and,
cool.
And, like, so, like, you have to, like, shake them off your trail, and then, like, mm-hmm. you have to get behind, like, you have to, like, you know,
you have
fly
to try
around.
To get behind them.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it's such a fun game. And, like, because it was on my DS. Like, I played that everywhere. Like, long car ride, I'm doing a mission of Star Fox. Or, like... we're going to dinner somewhere and it's like a 15-20 minute drive to this restaurant. Oh my god, like level of Star Fox.
Oh yeah.
Like it was beautiful. I loved having it on the go because I played it so much as a kid. Because like I was at my grandparents like all the time because they would watch me because my parents had work.
Yeah, that makes sense. For me when I was younger, I didn't have a 3DS. I had a DS Lite. So it was like the bare bones DS. Like couldn't really do much, but like it got the job done, you know? And my game was by far like Pokemon Soul Silver.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Speaking of who did you ever play like
Soul Silver?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've played Soul Silver before.
So like, who'd you pick?
I think I picked Totodile was my starter. Yeah. Well, cause I played it on an emulator. Like I didn't actually, like I never played it like on a physical DS. Like I wish I have.
Yeah.
Like I wish I could have, like that'd be so much fun. But I played it on like an emulator. I've played every Pokemon game, but like
every
single one from gens 1 through
just like mostly emulators.
I played the original Red cause my grandparents had Game Boys cause of my uncles. So I played the original Red.
Mm-hmm.
Emulated 2.
Okay.
I played Sapphire, but had to emulate Emerald.
Did you play Ruby?
No, because I just did because Sapphire and Ruby are basically the same. So I just did Sapphire because I was.
But
you played
Omega Ruby, I know.
Yes, I played Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. I played both.
Yeah.
And then from Gen 4 on, they're DS games. So I played it just DS, and then I stopped playing Pokemon when it switched to Switch because I never got a Switch.
Oh, yeah, I guess you didn't.
Yeah, so then, I've never played Gen 8 or Gen 9 or Arceus.
So you haven't played all of them?
I said I've played all of them up to Gen 7. That's what I said.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Including the remakes, because I've done Black and White 2, as well as Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and Ultra Sun.
You just played, what was it, White 2, like last semester?
Yeah, I did Black 2.
Oh, it was Black 2?
Yeah, because okay. I think I had... Actually, no, you might be right. It might be White 2.
I thought it was White 2 because I think I was playing Black.
You were playing Black 1. I was playing White 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember this.
I just really have, like long game commitment issues nowadays. Like Pokemon is so fun, but the second I put it down for like more than a day, I lose sight of the mission.
I think it's just a time thing. It feels like we don't have enough time to play anymore.
I mean, especially last year, like since I was on the team, it was just hard to like find time to do that. I could probably pick it up and grind out some Pokemon. I was actually over the summer, I was playing Platinum.
Platinum is great.
Platinum, it was great till I stopped playing.
Also, for people who are listening and don't know, Jesse used to be on the Oneonta track team.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you mentioned that, and you just said when I was on the team.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's true. Yeah, I used to. I was a collegiate runner. Not anymore, but that's okay, because had to move on, you know? But, yeah. Just to backtrack a little, I used Cyndaquil, by the way.
Oh, for Gen 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm a sucker for fire, guys. Like,
I think it's because I did Charmander for Gen 1, and I was like, I can't just do fire every time. Like, that just feels illegal.
But it's just, like, they're so good.
Although, I feel like now that I really think about it, like, if I was to play all of them now, I would probably pick most of the water starters.
Like, now if you played?
Yeah, like most gens.
What?
Like Gen 1, I'm probably taking Squirtle or Venus or Bulbasaur. I think I'm not taking Charmander, ironically. Even though I love Charizard as a Pokemon, I just feel like I'd be like, I don't really want to use
them. I mean, yeah, I would be taking, honestly, Squirtle, just because like, I like Blastoise better than Charizard. I know that's like a little crazy to some people. But the one thing that isn't the greatest is that just the grass guys, like, always get the short end of the stick. Literally.
Yeah,
end of the stick.
Yeah, they do, like, they don't do justice to the grass starters for the most part.
Okay, Treecko's awesome.
Treecko's cool. Bulbasaur's cool.
He's okay.
I like Venusaur. Venusaur's fun.
I mean, Chespin grew on me because of, like, Pokérogue. Like, since when we were grinding over the summer.
Yeah, you used Chespin.
He was in my main, like, three starters I would use, because I would use, who did I use? I think I used Scorbunny, Sobble, and Chespin.
Yeah, that sounds right for you.
Was it Scorbunny? Yeah, because...
It was the Gen 8 one. The Gen 8 one.
Yeah, Scorbunny's Gen 8. Wait, speaking of Pokemon, by the way, Pokemon Go.
I don't play it.
I know, but how was that, like, in 2016 for you? Like, what were you doing? How was your grind?
So I wasn't a big Pokemon Go player.
Really?
Until like 2018, 2017.
That's actually insane.
But that's because like when it came out, I didn't have my own phone at the time. Like I didn't get my first phone until I was in 7th grade.
Okay.
So I didn't play it until 7th grade. But I do remember because I remember like I would play it on my phone and my younger sister would play it on my mom's phone because she didn't have her own phone at the time.
That makes sense.
So it would, and she'd be like, oh my God, like, I want to go. And like, low key, my mom is kind of a genius for this, but she would convince us to go on walks because we wanted to play Pokemon Go. She's like, all right, so come on a walk with me. Because my mom is like a huge, like, she loves going for walks and she runs every day. Like, she runs like a mile or two every day. Like, she's very into that stuff.
Yeah.
So she got us to go on walks, which was like genius of her. Like, I'll bait my kids into being. You know, physically
you
active.
Know, getting out of the house.
Getting out of the house.
Because I know you were on that couch, or you were in the gaming chair.
I was in like a beanbag gaming chair.
Yeah. Honestly, same. So it's
not
chill.
Like not my whole childhood. Though. Like I played a lot of sports. I did martial arts for a long time.
Yeah.
I used to play like with the kids, like the neighborhood kids outside. Mm-hmm. Played a lot of basketball, a lot of like football.
Mm-hmm.
But like that kind of stopped by like middle school, so like fifth grade on, like right before middle school. You know?
Yeah, I stopped playing other sports in like 7th grade because it's just like that's when you age out of everything. Like that was like wreck.
Yeah, because then it's just like you have to play for your school, or you play. You pay thousands of dollars to do travel.
$1 million to hit ball with stick. For me for Pokemon Go, I was like I was in camp when it was like super big, and like over the summer. I guess that was probably summer going into seventh grade. I think that makes sense. Or no, it might have been summer going into sixth grade. I'm not sure.
Well, if it was 2016, then that's summer going into sixth grade.
Okay, so
because we finished fifth grade 2016.
Yeah, you're right. Going into sixth grade, I was like, my camp was right by the river, like the Hudson River. Our town, by the way, is like right on the Hudson River, but like where it's really big. So it's like 3 miles and some change wide.
Yeah, we're from Nyack, which is right by the formerly the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Nah, it's still the Tappan Zee Bridge.
I know, but like it's like on the
legally,
map,
it's not, yes.
It's the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, no one calls it, but.
Yeah, we call it the Tappan Zee.
Still the TZ.
Yeah. But I got to, since I was right by water, I would get Magikarp spawns all the time. Mm. So I got a Gyarados really fast, which was like, you know, that was kind of, I don't know, what's the word? I got to hold that over a lot of people. Because, like, where are you getting Magikarps unless you're by the water constantly?
Yeah, because that was the whole thing with, like, people who are, like, by the beach. Mm-hmm. Like, they always had, like, good water Pokemon.
That's just such good game design. It's like you literally got Pokemon based off where you live. Like, that's how it would function in real
life. I remember the big thing being, like, there was Pokemon that were, continent dependent.
Yes. I jailbroke my Pokemon Go after a while. So, like, you could walk, like, with a... there was like a dial on there basically where you could walk on it instead.
Walk.
Yeah, and you could like, I went to like other countries and I got like, cause you could also do like an airplane setting where you're like, you basically mimic flying on a plane. So you go there really fast and easily. So I got like all the continental Pokemon. Cause I think it was like in Europe, there was Mr. Mime.
I know America was Tauros. That's what I remember.
I want to look this up.
I think, okay, my issue with that is that like, The whole concept of Pokemon.
Well, this was
that,
like 2 years later.
Still. The whole concept. No, but I'm saying like it's bad game design like to have regional locked Pokemon. And the reason I think because like the whole point of Pokemon is that you catch them all. It's the slogan.
Yeah,
it's
that's
literally
true.
The slogan. You got to catch them all.
That's a good point.
So like locking people out of getting certain Pokemon. Like maybe this is like an anti-elitist take, I guess. But I don't know. I think that's just. It just kind of ruins the fun.
I agree to an extent. Because I think
it's fine, like, water Pokemon spawning by water. Or, like, rock types being in, like, the mountains or something. Like, that's fine, I guess. Because that's more easily accessible realistically. Like, it's easier to find, like, a body of water, regardless if it's, like, the ocean or a river or a lake or anything like that. Whereas, like, it's harder for someone to go to Australia. Like...
This is true, but I think if Pokemon was like you took it and you put it here,
then
like
there are world, but those are regional forms.
No,
that's
different. But there's also like, you know, for example, you go to like each Pokemon game takes place in a different region, and there's different Pokemon available. You know
okay,
what I mean?
I guess.
Like
I guess.
that's how it is.
But then instead of it, okay. But then theoretically, they would do each area is a different region in the game.
Would have been super cool. Because
the regions are based on real places.
This is true. But
like, Kalos is based... Like, the Gen 6 region is based off of France.
Yeah, or like the... Was it Gen 8 is based off Hawaii? The Alola region?
That's Gen 7.
Oh, that's Gen 7.
Alola is based off of, like, Polynesia.
I don't know my Pokemon, I guess.
Gen 5, I think, is America, actually.
Really?
I think it's, like, the Great Lakes area. I could be wrong. You might have to look that up and fact check me.
Yeah.
Because Kalos is based off Japan, I believe.
I think so as well.
Well,
that's kind of why they couldn't do it that way, because when they released Pokemon Go, they just released Gen 1 Pokemon first.
Yeah, it was only Gen 1 Pokemon.
And then they, like, slowly released each gen.
Well, back then, too, I think Gen 7 didn't even exist yet. Like, it was Gen 6. Like, I think Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire had just come out. Like, the remakes of Gen 3 had just
come
out.
Is Gen 6
XY?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's accurate, because around the same time that Pokemon Go, like, came out, I got back into collecting the cards, and I got a Yveltal tin. I still have it. So, like, I remember, like, that height. And that was when, like, fairy types were, like, just introduced into the card game.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were in the real game for a bit before they actually put them in the TCG.
Yeah.
Because, well, I remember, based off watching the show, because I remember, like, oh. My bad.
You're right there?
Yeah, maybe I should drink my tea.
Yeah.
But no, like, I remember watching the show, like, the cartoon, the anime. Like, because I remember watching, like, the Gen 6 episodes, like, before I went to school in, like, 4th, 5th grade. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd record them to the VCR, because, like, what if I missed it or something?
Yeah.
And then I'd wake up in the morning, I'd make myself, like, waffle, like, Eggo waffles or something.
Like, what, like, just the regular Eggos?
The blueberry ones.
Interesting.
Like, okay. The blueberry Eggo waffles. And I'd sit on the couch, and I'd turn on the TV, and I timed it perfectly every day. So I could watch one episode of Pokemon and one episode of Avatar or Legend of Korra.
Okay.
And then, like, my younger sister would come out and mm-hmm. she'd be like, oh, I want to watch, like, Bubble. She'd want to watch, like, not baby television, but, like, young child television.
Like Bubble Guppies? Is that what you're going to say?
But yeah, Bubble Guppies.
Yeah.
Caroline loved Bubble Guppies. But so she would put that on. And I'd be like, you know what? I got my two shows in. This show is fine. It's whatever. It's chill. Mm-hmm. I'd watch that, and then we'd get on the bus for, like, elementary school, and it was fire.
Yeah, I feel like those are fun times. Like, I really do wish, like, kids were still growing up on cable. Because, like, I know some are, but I feel as if now they're probably just, like, you know, Netflix and stuff like that.
I feel like modern day, like Gen Alpha was, like, YouTube raised.
You might be right, like, YouTube Kids.
Yeah, like, YouTube Kids is a thing. There's like, content creators who make stuff specifically for kids. Like, it's targeted towards kids.
I guess
kids.
You're right.
Like, I feel like that's what they grow up on now.
Yeah.
Like, how many kid shows, like, modern-day kid shows do you really know of right now?
Bluey, that's a big one. Okay, this is a little unfair. Over the summer, so I worked in, like, a cafe, and, like, snack bar cafe thing, and halfway through the year it became a summer camp, so on the TV we had to put on like the kids streaming services, so I kind of know the answers to these, but there's Bluey, there's like a Spider-Man show now again, like, but we grew up with like really good Spider-Man shows. This one's like, it's super kids like framed. Oh, Paw Patrol's another one, by the way, but it's basically
okay,
like,
but Paw Patrol has been around since like we were kids.
Not when we were kids.
It's been around since we were in elementary school at least.
I do not think that is the case.
I feel like, because I remember my younger cousin watching it, and she was born when I was in, like, elementary school.
It came out 2013, so yeah, we were 8 years old. You're right. Okay, I apologize, but I was just not watching Paw Patrol.
Neither was I, but I was aware that it existed. Well, that's because I have a younger sister,
yeah.
And I have younger cousins now, too.
I mean, all my cousins are super young. They love Bluey. Low-key, Bluey's fire.
Bluey's like, just a well-written show. I've seen episodes of Bluey. It's great.
Like, over the summer, if there was, like, no business and Bluey was on, I was kind of enjoying it. Like, the intro is so hard. Oh, my God, it's so good. It's like, and I'm like, I literally would just, like, be dancing and, like, because, like, I was in the kitchen, and I would just be, like, dancing in the back of the kitchen, like, how they dance in the intro. It was low-key fire.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Like, because for me, like, my understanding of kids, this is really bad because I'm like a media major. I should probably know this stuff. But
you,
like,
yeah, you should like be studied.
But like, I don't know, like modern day kid shows, I don't really know that much. Like there's a level like where it kind of stops. Like I know like Nickelodeon shows that were airing that like I didn't watch because I thought they were like, I was a little too old for them or I just didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
That I think are like kid shows, like Loud House that started airing.
Oh, I think Lucas, he's probably listening. He could correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure he loved Loud House, though.
Yeah, but, like, I didn't watch Loud House, but I knew that was, like, a show. But, like, it's that time span where my kids' TV show knowledge kind of ends.
Yeah. I grew up in, like, an apartment complex. And, there was a lot of, like, older kids there. Like, I was the youngest. So there was, like, kids, like, 3 years older, like, 5 years older. There were some younger, like, later on. Once I was a little older, but so I got a lot of their shows, and like, so they were putting me on like the better, like, I guess, like the ones that we could catch the tail end of on like Cartoon Network and like stuff like that, but they weren't like the main ones because, like, our childhood, the main ones, you know, it was Regular Show and like SpongeBob and like
Adventure
not just on Cartoon
Time.
Network, yeah, Adventure Time, that's my favorite show of all time, just like shows like that, Avatar, like, but they were, you know, they were watching like the
well,
adventures
Loki.
Of.
Avatar is low-key the tail end of us when you really think about it. Like, I think the first season of Avatar was like 2004. So we would have been catching the tail end of it.
Yeah, you might be right.
Because, like, I have, like, the reason I watched certain shows when I was younger was because Carly watched them, and she's 3.5 years older than me, but she's 4 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And I think 4 years was, like, the perfect gap, like, when it came to media.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like at the time, like, things rotated in pairs of four.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. Because, like, a show could go on and well for, like, about 4 years. Maybe a little less. But then they could do reruns for, like, an extra year. So, like, maybe 3 years. Give it another year of reruns. And then it'd kind of die. But that's actually part of the thing with, like, cable now. Cartoon Network and stuff like that. It's just all the good shows from, like, our age. Because they can't make anything, like,
they can't produce anything else, yeah.
Well, they're just going to get, like, you know, they just get out-competed by, like, Netflix stuff that they release, or just, like you said, like, YouTube, and there's just less incentive to, like, have cable. But it's just crazy to think, like, we always, every generation is like, oh, we were alive during the peak thing of this. But I think it's, like, low-key, it might be true when it comes to, like, our cartoons, because if you go to all the channels that we were watching, it's just the shows that we grew up watching on repeat.
I think cartoons started to peak probably in, like, the 90s, realistically. And I think I think the 90s have some good cartoons.
Yeah, like Ed, Edd n Eddy, Courage Cowardly Dog, Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Laboratory. That was all 90s.
Yeah. There's some other, like the Scooby-Doo cartoon. Like, true. Not the original, but
was Powerpuff Girls to the 90s? Like,
there was a version of it in the 90s, I think so. Like, but, like, we were catching,
yeah,
I think,
yeah, 1998.
The animated Batman series, I think, is, like, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. And then Pokemon was also the 90s.
Yeah, like, I think that's when that's when the peak started.
Yeah,
and I think around our time, like, mid-2000s was when it started to go downhill. I think it, like, peaked.
Is that true?
I think it peaked, plateaued, and then fell.
That could be possible. I don't know, though, because... Oh, but maybe it's just because they don't hold up now, like, technologically. I was going to say, but they're still only playing our stuff. But it could just be, like, you know, if you play Ed, Edd n Eddy, like, a kid is going to look at that, and they're like, what am I looking at?
Yeah, like, I think it's because, like, it's a little too dated for kids nowadays, I'd say.
Yeah.
But, like, the stuff we grew up on, like, still holds up really well. I think the animation holds up really well. Like, I'm in a history of animations class right now.
I mean,
now.
I agree. I think you can, I don't know, old doesn't mean bad, even if it's not, like, as technologically advanced.
Yeah. No, like, I think it's still, like, really impressive, a lot of old animation. Like, it still looks really good. But, like, it is, like, you can see the aging of it. But I think that's also because, like, now everything is digital. I think that adds a very large, you know, piece to it, too.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't know. I just... I'm a little frustrated by, like, since they're trying to hang on, like, for dear life, they're, like, kind of... They're either rebooting shows or, like, extending the story longer. And, like, sometimes it's done well. But, like, for example, like, how many times has Ben 10 been rebooted?
Like, yeah, six? Yeah, I mean, like,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe seven?
But I think overall, like, the... 6, 7. I do think overall, like, Ben 10, though, I think it was, like, it was designed to be... Like, think of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like...
This is true, yeah.
Like, that still gets updated. And the new movie, like, the one that came out...
I want to watch it so bad.
It's so good. We should watch it. It's great.
Please, honestly. It's on my list.
But, like, that reboot is good. Like, I don't think if something gets a lot of...
I think
they're playing on nostalgia and, like,
yes,
that for money. Like, I think it's very easily monetarily motivated.
And it works so good.
But it works well.
Even if it flops, it makes money.
Even if it flops. But overall, I think a lot of these, like... are well, like, I think there's a good chunk of them that are well produced, like the amazing, like, not the amazing, but the animated Spider-Man movies, like the Miles Morales movies.
Oh, my God,
are they're so
amazing.
Well done.
Yeah,
like, those are, and those, it's, and that,
speaking
technically,
of, when does the, because I know it got postponed a lot, when does the third one of that come out?
2027, 2026.
So when we graduate, 2026, yeah. Or 2027,
it's one of the two.
Okay. Let's actually...
I don't know. Because I think... I feel like the postponed stuff was, like... A part of that was also, like, low-key misinformation. Like, well, that stuff was kind of...
I think it was because of the writer's strike, right? Doesn't that line up?
That's definitely, yes, it does line up, but I don't think that was a huge reason for it. Because they probably have a lot of the writing for it done. Well, also, I think it's the animation thing that's
taking
a while. I
was going to say, doesn't Sony just, like, low-key not take care of their workers very well as well?
Yes. Sony is also kind of, like, bad about that.
Yeah.
But... I mean, like, most studios are. That's the reason the strikes happened.
And, like, this is why, like, it's so hard for, like, anime to stay good after two seasons. Like, they always flop. And it's really frustrating. Like, yeah. Haikyuu, craziest fall from grace ever, in my opinion. But.
Yeah. And there's a lot of one-season shows that are, like, really great. Or, like, two-season shows. Like, I've been telling you to watch 86.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
86 had, like, it had, I think, one season, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, you know, left dead for years. And it's only now getting a new season, I think, this upcoming winter? Like, the winter series? Like, it drops in January, winter. I think. But yeah, it's just so unfortunate. But that's also, it's just, like, it's corporations, man. It's, you know, capitalism.
Yeah.
You know, everything has to make money. Art can't just be art.
Everything's got to be bone dry after you make the money from it. I can't sit back because, like, then you can't hear. Like, can you hear me right now?
So slim.
Yeah.
So slight.
Because, like, there's, like, a barrier under the desk, and this can't come any further. So I'm just, like, in this gremlin pose. Like, I don't know if I can really paint the picture. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm a gremlin.
Like yeah, like that like back hunched over, like,
yeah,
your butt's in the back of the chair, but, like, you're hunched over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think it might be music time.
Yeah, it might be time. Gravity Falls super quick. It's just great. I just want to, like, end the TV conversation. Like, that was a little bit more modern, I feel. That was, like,
yeah,
when did that come out? When we were
2012, 2013 is
no.
my guess. 2012?
No. There's no way.
My money's 2012.
I want to guess like 2015, if that's crazy.
That's a good guess, actually.
Wait, what did you say?
I said 2012, but 2015 is a really good guess.
It was 2012, you were right. What? Wait, that's crazy.
Media major.
Yeah. Also, like, Fortnite is cool, by the way. I just made a dollar by saying that. So,
get your money up.
But yeah, so we're going to start getting into the music here, just because we have a bit of a longer than an hour selection of music, and we wanted to just, like, you know, we want to be able to talk about it a little bit in between if we can.
Yeah, sneak some comments in there.
Yeah, so we're going to do that now. And for the first song that we have for you guys today, so, like I said, we're starting with Nate. So, Nate, you want to, like, say the song that you picked for the first
Yeah, time? So we're going to listen to probably, like, one or two songs, and then, you know, top of the hour, legal IDs, news, that kind of stuff, and then we'll get right back into the music. But the first song I have, I can't remember the second song off the top of my head, so I'm just going to say the first song. It's Back in School by Mother.
Yeah.
I love that song. Of course, I got into Mother because of Hayloft, which is a good song. But I've listened to more of their catalog, and I don't know, something about Back in School is just pretty vibey. And I've been, and you know, because, you know, school started again for a lot of people just last month.
Yeah,
started going back on my rotation. You know, I'm back in school. I got to listen to Back in School. But I'm excited to chill back and watch and listen to some music.
Yeah, I just have to quickly do something. So can you just keep yapping?
Yeah, sure. I'll yap. Let me think of what the other song is so I could actually talk about it. But Mother was great, and I loved listening to a lot of their discography. I actually, this might be weird, but, like, I kind of like Hayloft 2 over Hayloft 1, because there's just one part of Hayloft 2.
Is that the name of the album?
No, it's just the name of the songs.
Oh, I see.
Like, I think there's, like, four Haylofts now, but, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, this is going to be the first song of our show ever. So, Back in School by Mother.
Watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the whale watching experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh, my God. It's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So